The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us here, right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, we'd like to welcome you to the program. For well over two decades, our main missions on here are to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about our show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos.
Absolutely. We put it all in one hub. We make it easy for you. And most of that content is coming from the voice you had just heard, and that is Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor. Hey, Dr. Mark, Happy New Year. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we are getting a lot of questions from our listeners. We're trying to knock out as many shows as we can, answering those. And on this show today, Dr. Mark, we have a really interesting program. We're going to be joined by a first-time expert. She's going to share tips on diet, fitness, and mindset, especially for those looking to reach their weight management goals. So really excited about that show today.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's going to apply to, 75% of the population.
Yeah, especially after those holidays. So really getting people on the right path and sharing encouraging things that we can. But before we do that, in the beginning of every first segment that we do, or a two-hour program, and you can learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com, we share an article under the Health Breakthrough section at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Recently, we have a new one that you penned, Dr. Mark, the vitamin D and immune system connection. Would you mind just sharing a little bit about that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, most people have heard from their doctor how vitamin D is important for calcium absorption and for bone health, and that is true, and that's what's been talked about for years. But vitamin D is so much more than that. It actually acts as a precursor to making a, you know, have a hormonal effect in the body. It has many effects on the cells and tissues of the body. So vitamin D is involved in normal cell division, controlling inflammation, very important when people are sick, with infections or autoimmune disease, blood pressure regulation, helps play a role in blood sugar balance and insulin balance, skin health, conditions like eczema and psoriasis, muscle health. If you're low in vitamin D, like in seniors, you can lose muscle mass. Plays a role in cognitive decline. Deficiency is associated with increased risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. There's many other things it's involved with. So like I said, vitamin D works right at the DNA level in our cells. But one of the things it doesn't get enough attention for, and I just mentioned briefly, and that is for the immune system. You know, our immune cells have receptors for vitamin D. Maybe people have heard of cells like B cells or memory cells or T cells, other cells in the body, including actually lung cells as well. And so we need adequate vitamin D levels to support the healthy functioning, you know, of all these specialized immune cells. In addition, vitamin D has been shown to stimulate the production of proteins, these special proteins that disrupt the outer coating of viruses and bacteria. It also promotes the activity of proteins that attract immune cells to an area of infection. And then lastly, vitamin D has this kind of dual function. It activates inflammatory chemicals such as cytokines, which we need as part of the immune response, but it prevents the excessive activity of these cytokines, which create too much inflammation, as we're seeing with the health crisis going on right now.
I agree, Dr. Mark. And I would say one of those things that really came out of the health crisis that's been beneficial is that people have finally started to realize how deficient they had been all these years in vitamin D. What were some of those reasons they were potentially deficient to begin with?
Yeah, there's different reasons. If you live in a northern latitude, especially during the winter, you get less sun exposure. Sun's converted into vitamin D through a reaction with the skin. People who don't expose their skin to any sunlight, maybe it's because of the clothing they wear, they're wearing sunscreen all the time, they're worried about getting burns or skin cancer. There can be genetic reasons. Obesity makes it harder to store vitamin D3. absorption problems with digestive issues, or even if you have magnesium deficiency, that leads to vitamin D metabolism problems.
What are they storing D3 in the body of fat versus utilizing it?
Yeah, it can be issues with just converting the sunlight into vitamin D and storage problems. So they have a higher need for vitamin D. So, you know, that is true. And I should mention, Kelly, you know, it's also very important for seniors. We know there's a study published in the journal Nutrients, very mainstream, and they found that vitamin D deficiency was associated with more severe lung involvement, longer disease duration, and risk of death in elderly with the current health crisis going on right now. So this is, you know, very, very important.
Absolutely. And you also referenced in there that perhaps when you're taking D3, you should team up with K2. Why that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, we always do that with patients now and have for a while. It's kind of the cutting-edge nutritional approach to vitamin D supplementation because, as I mentioned, vitamin D enhances calcium absorption through the intestines. And in vitamin K2 is designed in that it directs calcium into your bones and not into your arteries. So vitamin K activates a protein called osteocalcin, and it binds calcium to bone tissue. And it also activates this GLA protein, which prevents calcium from being deposited in the arteries and soft tissue. So some people are taking mega doses of D, maybe calcium. You got to have concerns about calcification of their soft tissue or arteries. And so we need that vitamin K2, which a lot of people are deficient in. I test patients for their vitamin K2, and very commonly it's low because people aren't eating fermented soy foods, for example, like fermented soybeans, one of the ways you get vitamin K2. So a lot of people are low in this important nutrient involved in artery and bone health.
We'll be right back after the break.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us each and every week right here on our traditional radio platform, whether it's Sirius XM, our affiliate stations, our podcast, or however you are finding our show. We're grateful that you join us each and every week. We have a wonderful program planned for you, as we mentioned in our first segment today, a very special first-time guest. Dr. Mark, who do we have with us?
Yeah, we have Dana Dimitri, and she's a former registered nurse, childbirth educator, and fitness professional. And Dana's been a popular retreat and conference speaker for over 25 years. She's authored several books. Her latest is Eat, Live, Thrive Diet. And she actually co-authored that with Robin Thompson, who I know as well. And women all over the country are praising their biblical and practical approach to health and weight loss. And they help to discover how to lose weight, improve their health in a way that's realistic and sustainable. And Dana and Robin share their weekly posts and videos addressing the concerns of women, covering body, soul, and spirit. So you have that nice combination there. They also have online virtual and live coaching programs, the Live Thrive Academy, and they help women discover a path to victory over unhealthy habits. So, Dana, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Good to have an opportunity to share.
Yeah, I know we've been planning to have you on for a while, so it's great to have you on in this new year. And let's start off with your story, because you have an interesting story. You were a nurse, and then you spent decades mentoring women in weight loss and the spiritual and psychological aspects and the physical related to weight issues. So tell us about your background.
Yeah, I graduated from nursing school a long time ago, 1974. I'm turning 70 in June, so I'm a, you know, I feel like I'm in my late 40s or 50s, but... So my point is, I've been around the block for a while, right? And really, my heart for women and health and weight loss went way before I decided to become an RN, in that as a young woman, as young as 14 years old, I just started struggling with my appearance. I had a normal upbringing, loving parents, not a lot of pressure about size and shape. My parents were average size and shape, but somehow at age 14, I looked at my body. I looked at my girlfriends and I said what women and even men, this is not exclusively for women. I get it. Men have, you know, their challenges too, but I said the words that so many women do say, I'm fat. And I started this journey of trying to lose weight in, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade, and in through my high school years, and ultimately became so obsessed with it. I didn't have any eating issues. I was, maybe I could have stood to lose 5 pounds, but I was normal and healthy and all that good stuff. But by the time I graduated from high school and entered nursing school, I was so out of control, bulimic. I was binging and purging sometimes 5 times a day. And that's kind of a fast forward of how that evolved. And it's certainly most people don't move into a, you know, outrageous eating disorder. But I will say those years, and I struggled off and on, I struggled greatly for about 5 years into my early 20s. And then I had a handle on the actual bulimic behavior, but I still didn't have a healthy relationship with food. I became what I would call an exercise bulimic. So when you ask me why I got into health and wellness and weight loss, you know, really it was out of having found some victory. I came to find my faith, for one thing, in God and in Jesus, in that terrible time, because I started having outrageously debilitating panic attacks as a result of, I think, the anxiety, the stress, the physical things I was doing to my body. I was taking amphetamines because I felt so out of control. And I feel like because of my experience with emotional eating and so forth, I can understand women's unhealthy relationship with food. We're different. We don't all have the same relationship, but I get that side of it, as well as just, I actually got heavier when I became bulimic. I actually got heavier because you just cannot purge all the food that you eat. And truly, I would have been obese if I had not been purging because of the amount of food I was eating. So that's my story. And I really, you know, certainly the nursing and the medical background and all that gave me a more physical foundation to understand biology and physiology and all that, and continue to have a passion for learning and exploring. But it is my experience that gave me such a passion to help women break free.
So well said. And again, thank you for sharing the rawness of your journey, because obviously people will sometimes not feel their true self to be able to share that part of some of the things that you were up against. And I think it's always one of those things when you are trying to lose weight or you have weight management issues and it's something you've been struggling with, especially as a female, as we age and our hormones get out of whack and all these things start to occur in our life, it sometimes feels a little bit better talking to someone who has been at that stage in life. So in your opinion, you know, what are some of the main reasons that you're seeing when you're counseling all these great ladies out there trying to reach their goal? Why do most people fail to stick to that healthier lifestyle or that eating plan that you potentially may put into place to help them keep the weight loss off or to lose that weight and keep it off permanently? What can you say to that, Dana, if you don't mind?
Well, I'll say there's several reasons. Of course, we're all different, so we can't put everybody in the same box. But I have found over the years that for myself and for thousands and thousands of women we've coached, One, they approach weight loss differently than they approach their long-term lifestyle. So I've had this philosophy for years that has served me well and proven true in coaching, and that is we need to lose weight in a similar way as to our plan to keep it off. So if you look at, you know, as an example, the liquid diets, or, you know, you watch some of the shows like Extreme Makeover or Weight Loss or whatever the, you know, title of some of these reality TV shows are, and you look at what they're doing, 4 hours in the gym, you know, they've got a chef or, you know, whatever it is, or they're on a liquid diet, that isn't sustainable. And we can get on this really tight, boundaried eating plan for a while, but is that the way we want to live for the rest of our lives? So I tell our clients, think about this. Could you eat this way, exercise this way, live this way most days for the rest of your life and still enjoy your life? If the answer is no, there's a really good chance you're probably going to gain the weight back because the stats are horrible. You know, for years I've read the stats being about 5% of people that lose weight keep it off for more than a year. That is really discouraging. And that's another reason people fail, because they've failed so many times. They're like, well, I'm just going to fail again, which moves to the second thing that I think is a big reason why people fail. And it is their mindset. It's this all or nothing, you know, black or white mentality. There's a very popular eating plan out there that basically says you've got to eat this way for 30 days. Don't make mistakes. Put on your big girl panties and just do it. And I don't believe in that philosophy. I believe in progress over perfection. We've got to give ourselves grace in the process of changing habits, because habits are so ingrained, and our eating habits are, you know, one of the most ingrained habits of all. They're so ingrained, we've got to give ourselves time to rewire our neuron pathways and to rewire our autopilot responses to food, the emotional side, the, you know, as well as the physical side. And so we spend a lot of time in the Eat, Live, Thrive diet book. We actually dedicate 2 chapters to renewing the mind. And we do take a biblical perspective. Our book is very practical for anybody, no matter what their faith is. But the truth is, it's also a biblical principle that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So if we look at our self-talk and our mindset, these are such, that's, it's such an important part of the process of changing our habits. And I think those are the two biggest things. And then, of course, we have to have, are you really pursuing the right diet plan for you? And Eat, Live, Thrive diet, we designed it with the middle-age plus woman in mind. Now, that being said, it works for everybody. It can work for everybody. But we do know things like insulin resistance and, you know, low carbohydrate thresholds and things like that are and hormone imbalance, as Mark is so good, knows so much about, they can impact how we lose weight. So I used to always say it's calories in versus calories out, because theoretically, technically, that should be right. But we find over and over that is not the issue. And so we help women in the Eat, Live, Thrive diet kind of discover their carbohydrate threshold, discover some of their food sensitivities, not allergies, but sensitivities, things that are promoting insulin resistance, and help them reverse those things. And that, those three things make the biggest difference, Kelly.
Absolutely. And I think most people listening who have had those goals are hearing it, and they're like, that's why I go down the road of fad diet after fad diet and don't get the results that I'm looking for. And you know, it's one of those things with that self-talk. I'm so happy that you bring that up. A lot of people don't talk about that. I mean, getting your mind right, getting yourself in a perspective of going through. And I think often people set goals and then they'll hit those goals. And then what's after those goals? Is it maintenance? And, you know, how do people achieve that? So we're going to go out to a break. But when we come back, I'm hoping we can pick your brain on that, hear a little bit more about what people should look for when they're setting these goals with the new year ahead. I mean, new promise, new year, renewal. And that's the most exciting thing about the change in seasons. But we're going to pick your brain a little bit more on that. But for in the meantime, if listeners want to learn more about you, they can actually do it right on our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. They can click on the radio tab to learn more. And while you're there, check out some articles. You can also link directly to the book, but we'll talk about it more when we come back from the break.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at getgreenjuice.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Welcome back, listeners. Having a wonderful conversation about renewal, weight management, things you should really want to take a look at when we're going into a new season, really renewing yourself and setting those goals and intentions for the new year. We were talking about self-talk before we went to the break, Dr. Mark. I know you wanted to pick up on a few things, so I'll pass it back to you.
Well, yeah, I'm going to pick up with Dana on the tips, you know, for the goals people have, mainly related to their weight for this new year. But before I do that, Dana, I know you have chapters in your book that revolve around the concepts of you are what you think, the power of self-talk. And I know it's always kind of a fine line to try and discuss with people in terms of being realistic, like matching reality, being biblical and all that. Obviously, there's something to it. It's just in our culture, some people take it to the extreme. It reminds me of a patient I had about a year ago who, on her imaging, definitely had a tumor, you know, a cancer in her lungs. And she told me, well, I refuse to believe I have that. I don't claim that. You know, that kind of approach, you know, can have its problems. So tell us how you work with the book to help with the weight loss, how to balance, you know, the self-talk, the positive think without, you know, getting out of balance with it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that. And it is important. I think the bottom line is we want to seek truth, absolute truth. And most importantly, understand how God designed our brain. Like the rest of the body, you know, the heart, the lungs, the liver, all these organs operate a certain way because God designed them to do their job. And in the brain, you know, he has designed it. It is so much more complex than any computer. I mean, I am blown away at how technology constantly changes. It used to be year to year. Now it's almost day to day. But God has certain principles in the human brain. And one of the principles I understand, whether you believe in God or not, in the human brain, the most dominant thought wins. And so we have these billions of neuron pathways that they are strong and they are real. And the things that we do and say and experience over and over and over become like a super highway in the brain. And so you're right. We have to be careful. As expressed with your story of your client, we can't go, that's not true because I don't want to believe it. But it is, the more I study how greatly our mind and our thinking influences our body from health, I mean, it stimulates, our thoughts stimulate our emotions. They're really responders to our emotions, but then you think about things like cortisol, the stress hormones. Where does that come from? Why does the stress go up? It's a reaction to the world. It can be an external thing like being, a tiger coming toward us, which doesn't happen very much anymore, or a car turning into us, or somebody yelling at us. But then our brain says this is a threat, whatever, and we go into a cortisol or adrenaline response or whatever. So we're so integrated. And so we can step back and take a breath and really look at the principle of the physiology of the human brain and and how God designed us emotionally and how well connected we are. And so I have a 4-step process that we've written in the book on how to change your self-talk to identify. We wanted to identify the lies and replace them with truth. We don't want to tell ourselves a lie. And so that's an important stewardship of the mind. But the 4 steps are to identify the lies you believe. And I often say to people, you probably know them, you just may not be acknowledging them. And so for, as an example, in this whole weight loss topic, so many men and women feel like, I'll never lose weight. They may even try, but in their mind, their deep-seated belief is, I will fail again. Well, that's not true. The truth is God has given us great ability to thrive, one through our own skills and the power he's given us to make choices and so forth, but also through his power. If you're connected to God through faith in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. So we learn what those lies are by following the trail of some of our negative emotions. When we feel discouraged, ready to give up, all those kinds of things, that there's a thought behind that. I'm going to fail. I don't deserve to be thin or whatever. And I don't believe you have to go into deep psychotherapy and know exactly what that lie is. But it's a sense, asking yourself a few questions. Do I really believe I can do this? Is this a healthy, sustainable plan for me? Can my body literally let go of weight? Of course it can. I tell women all the time, I know for a fact you can lose weight and keep it off if you choose the right plan for you and you give yourself the grace and time to change these habits. The question is, do you believe it? So you identify the lies you believe, and then number 2, you take unhealthy thoughts, those lies, captive. There's a scripture that says that we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. It's the same concept. This is not a healthy thought for me to have. I'm going to squash it. So I tell people, this is what you do. You basically call it out as a lie. That's a lie. Every time you go, oh, there I go again. I failed. I might as well quit. I really need that, box of chocolates or whatever. Just call it out. That's a lie. So the 3rd step is then to replace the lie with truth. I am able to consistently eat healthily. I choose, not I have to, I should, but I choose healthy food over unhealthy food because I also choose, to have health over immediate gratification. And that being said, we don't have to do it perfectly. And then the 4th element, which is the most important ultimately, is we practice this every single day. It is in the repetition of the truth that we can start to actually physiologically see in the human brain the old negative neuron pathways. With that old negative thought, they literally start to atrophy. They grow smaller and smaller and weaker when we don't feed them. And the new thoughts that were like a little grown over back road in your mind, they actually start to physiologically grow. And this is just a reality I've seen in my own life over and over, overcoming panic attacks, overcoming bulimia. I had to speak the truth to myself weeks and weeks and months and months, and sometimes it can take up to a year to really change those thoughts.
But once they do, what a freeing path to go down. I mean, feeling that you can achieve something that perhaps you've struggled with year after year, it has to be so gratifying. And if you're a part of that and you're a part of that coaching team, you and Robin must feel so blessed to be able to facilitate that in people's lives. So is that one of the reasons maybe why you decided to co-author this book together, so you can share some of the paths and some of the journeys that you've personally gone down, and then some of the ways you've implemented it in the people who come to you, trusting in you being able to set them on the straight and narrow?
Absolutely. I mean, when I came out of bulimia, of course, the first few years, you know, I was just like hanging on by a thread. Can I do this? Okay, there's another month, another year, whatever. The process of progress over perfection. But as the years went on, and I'm in my 30s and my 40s and so forth, and have been coaching since I was in my 40s, it was like there was so much freedom. I remember looking back on my life in my mid-40s and thinking, wow, I'm not just lean, consistently lean, year after year, decade after decade. I'm not just healthy, but I am free. I am not like white knuckling it all the time. I am free of the bondage of those unhealthy thoughts and habits and behaviors and the shame and all those things. And I just desire that so much for other women. And it's finding the combination of a really realistic, healthy, science-based eating plan. You know, I know Dr. Mark and I are on the same page with the, with this. He was one of the advisors for our book, so your listeners can feel very, very secure that it's well-grounded. But it's combining the practical, physical things that are really helpful for sustaining health and permanent weight loss, combined with the mental, emotional, spiritual part of this process. And so, yes, that is our passion. And I'll tell you, Kelly, we have so many victory stories of not just the weight loss. Like, yes, we have testimonies and before and after pictures, but it's the freedom. I have one client, Mary Kay, she lost over 70 pounds. And she's like, she goes, I know, like I know, like I know, I will never gain it again. I have a new lifestyle that is so doable. And that's the kind of thing that you go, oh, they get it. It's happening. And I just want to scream from the rooftops, you know, every single person has it in them. And certainly we need God's help, but it is a powerful thing when we can have that freedom.
Absolutely. And I remember seeing Mary Kay's picture on your website. Do you want to go ahead? We're going to have to go out to break in about a minute, but do you want to tell our listeners and our audience the best way, or maybe over the break, they can go learn a little bit more about you? And then when we come back, we'll pick up on a few questions.
Sure. One of the places they can learn most about the book and a little bit about the Academy is our website, eatlivethrivediet.com. They can also learn about the Academy specifically at eatlivethriveacademy.com. And so all of those will link you to, and then we have our main website just with our weekly blogs and videos, and that is leanhealthyageless.com.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure we put all these links down so people can go ahead and learn. I know that you do things like 30-day challenges, which we're going to ask you about when we come back from the break as well. But it's just a nice way to have resources. Some people, you know, maybe they don't see themselves yet being able to be put in that role. But seeing other like-minded individuals and seeing their pictures and their success story often will ignite the flame in other people. And that's the most exciting thing about why God has put us all on this earth, is to share with one another and be there for one another. So just a wonderful thing that you have done and that you continue to do. Hopefully when we come back, we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, please go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Millions of Americans are frustrated with their urinary problems, more specifically the need to urinate multiple times a day and night. Leaking urine is frustrating to many people over the age of 45. An overactive bladder, OAB, refers to a group of symptoms that cause a sudden need to urinate or the urge to urinate. OAB affects up to 40% of women and 30% of men in the United States. The most common symptom is a sudden, uncontrolled need or urge to urinate. Bladder Wellness Formula contains three herbs in the exact same concentration and amount as used in positive published studies. The formula also contains pumpkin seed extract and cranberry extract, which also have been shown to help support bladder function and help normalize urinary symptoms. Try Bladder Wellness today and experience higher confidence and freedom. Learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com and click shop. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Hi, listeners. Kelly Capasola here. For years, you've heard us educate about the benefits and studies on CBD.
But with so many CBD and hemp products in the market today, it's hard for consumers to know what products are reliable and deliver what they advertise. That's until now. Hemplitz is the only liposomal chewable tablet in the world that has a patent-pending liposome platform. It is designed to help increase oral absorbency, bioavailability, and to deliver a potent CBD that is THC-free. Hemplitz are available in two delicious chewable flavors that are unmatched in quality and scientifically proven, all while providing a fast and effective chewable 30-milligram tablet. To learn more for yourself, please visit myfuturepharm.com. That's myfuturepharm.com. Or if you have questions, give them a call. 888-841-7216. 888-841-7216. Or myfuturepharm.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with good friend of the show, Dana Dimitri. She's been sharing with us some ways to reassess our mind and get ready for the new year ahead, especially if we have weight loss goals and things that you should potentially look at. We also have been talking about the Eat, Live, Thrive diet. Again, you can learn more at eatlivethrivediet.com. Dr. Mark, I know that you had some questions about really what that diet included, so I'm going to pass it over to you.
Yeah, I want to talk to Dana more about what the diet's all about. But before I do, you just mentioned men. And certainly all the principles and the dietary principles in this book apply to men very, very closely. So it's definitely something, you know, men and women can do together. Men can do on their own as well. So I just want to make sure that's clear to all the listeners out there. Dana, tell us then, what are the nuts and bolts of the Eat, Live, Thrive diet? How would you summarize that to the listeners?
Well, I'd say, Mark, it's really a three-phase cyclic program. And the first phase we call elimination. And what we're basically doing is eliminating certain foods for a period of time, usually 14 days is the ideal, although it can vary a little bit. And we have three levels to that because we recognize not everybody's ready just to go full speed ahead. And the number one level is so simple. And this is what we love. We introduce a lot of people to it through our 30-day Slim Down Jumpstart Challenge once a quarter. And it is simply eliminating all grains and all added sugar. And a caveat on what we mean by added sugar is, of course, cane sugar and all that and processed foods. But also, we do allow for up to one tablespoon a day of pure organic honey or pure maple syrup in the context of our recipes, because we have created grain-free muffins, pancakes, brownies, all sorts of treats. And some of them are like flatbread and things like that. So you get that mouthfeel and sensation and taste of your typical starches and some of your sweets. They're certainly not crazy as crazy decadent, but they're really tasty. I mean, people are blown away by our recipes. So this first phase, if they go on just level one of elimination, taking out all grains and sugar is such a great way just to kind of cleanse out the body, remove all that processed food. So they're free then to eat everything else, and we don't do calorie counting or anything like that. What's so amazing, Mark, we have had a client, like I'm thinking of Lucretia. She lost and kept off over 50 pounds and never went beyond level one. Mm-hmm. So what's the next levels? I'm not going to read all of it, but level two starts to eliminate common food sensitivities, nuts, dairy, eggs for a short season. Some people already know that they have an issue with eggs, legumes and beans. And so what we're trying to do really in the big picture is help women eliminate some of the common food sensitivities and then move to what we call phase two, which is discovery. Discovery means I'm going to put one food at a time back in, and I'm going to see how my body tolerates. So as an example, a lot of people do have issues with nuts and dairy. You know that, Mark. You know, they can have that congestion in your throat. They can have skin issues. They can have digestive issues. It's really, really common, but they don't know it because it's so low key. So they will then go through a discovery phase, which can take anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. It just depends on how many foods they eliminate. We tell them they don't have to do it all the first time, but they start to then reintroduce just that one food and see how they do. And it's so exciting because women who have had aches and pains and stomach, you know, digestive and bloating and all sorts of issues are like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And so we add a cleansing component in elimination phase. We call it level 3, where we have some special cleansing drinks with apple cider vinegar and lemon juice and some different, adding some dietary fiber and some psyllium and things like that. So in that discovery phase, they learn a lot of things. Well, then where are they going to live most of the time? Because I talked at the beginning of the show about a sustainable lifestyle, right? Well, phase 3 is the lifestyle phase. And we have kind of this concept of a 90-10 rule. 90% of the time, you're going to be eating the foods that you've discovered are the healthiest for you. We call the foods that aren't healthy for you your food culprits. And some of them are going to be worse culprits than others. Some of them you might tolerate on occasion having kind of that little indulgence, but you know, sometimes it's not worth the price. And so we move people into the lifestyle phase, but here's the thing, the average person is not going to completely change their lifestyle in one cycle. It takes time. It can take, you know, I said earlier when we're changing the mindset, it can take up to a year. So this is a cyclic approach, a cyclic lifestyle. We always tell people when you're starting to fall off track, if you're in the lifestyle phase and 90% of the time you're trying to choose those best foods for you, you indulge a little bit. We call them intentional planned indulgences 10% of the time, but you're falling off track and the weight's creeping up, or you can still lose weight in the lifestyle phase, by the way. But we say then cycle back to elimination, whether it's level 1, just that simple, no grains, no sugar for a week or whatever, but it could be level 3. Cycle back, get yourself back on track, maybe take a week or so to maybe do another discovery on a food you haven't tested yet, and then move back into lifestyle. And this is working really beautifully for our clients. It is, they're like, this is my lifestyle. And we talk about intermittent fasting. It works really, really well for a lot of midlife women and people in general. But we, as you know, Mark, we have to be extra careful. So those are the 3 basics of the diet. The 3 basic phases.
Now, when I go to your website, I also see, and I mentioned it earlier in the segment, the 30-day challenge. Is that something that is constantly being done? Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I know that has been a tremendous success for the people signing up because of the accountability aspect. I think so often when you don't have a group encouraging you and you don't have that accountability, it can really be a challenge to set these new habits.
Yes, the 30-day Slim Down Jumpstart has been really, really a game changer for lots of people. We do it once a quarter. We open it up to the general public. We're starting one for those listening the week of January 10th. And really, you can come in any time in between January 10th and 20th and really benefit from it. We encourage them to start at level 1. We have people that have done, we have Academy members that do it every quarter, because they love it. And when you spoke of accountability, there's really a fun thing that we added about a year and a half ago. It's an app on your phone that's customized for our program, and you're teamed up with about 15 other like-minded women. You actually log each day in 3 different categories, fitness, diet, and mindset. And you can take a picture of what you're eating. You can take a picture of your Fitbit or your iWatch or your tennis shoes or whatever you're doing. But you're on this app with these people, and they're building friendships. They're building accountability teams. Even outside the app, they're connecting with each other, texting and encouraging, and on our private Facebook page. So it's super affordable. It starts at $49 with our hard copy book. And you can partner up with a friend, and there's a special there too. And so we're just finding that extra level of logging and accountability on the Make Me app on their phone. Just takes them the extra mile. 4 weeks of eating plans, and then we have the live coaching. Robin and I do part of our academy, and the academy is open all the time. Eat, Live, Thrive Academy is our ongoing connection where we coach twice a week on live Zoom sessions and record them and so forth, lots of extra tools and resources. That's open 24/7. People can join that. Starts at a monthly rate right now of $12.95 a month. It's really super affordable. But then those special challenges as the 30-day, those happen once a quarter.
That's great. I mean, what a wonderful way to get involved. And I'll tell you, that is really affordable for all they get, including the book. Is there any words of encouragement that you'd like to leave to the audience?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I said this earlier. I know for a fact, every one of you listening that's struggling with weight or you know, keeping it off, cycling back, you are capable. You can do it. Focus on some of those lies you're believing and start working on that right away. I would also say, rather than setting a goal like I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to be a size 8 or whatever that number, hold your numbers loosely. Rather set action-oriented goals. I'm going to choose to try my best to reduce grains and sugar for this period of time. And then I want to share and maybe close my part of what I have to say today with my life motto, and that is do the right thing for the right reasons and trust God with the results. So the right things are things that will, you know, nourish your body. You know, we need to really realize, and I think the older we get, we all do, how powerful our health is. We talked about me turning 70 in June. I don't feel 70, but I know it's been years of healthy living, doing what I do have control over. So right things are making those good lifestyle choices. The right reasons, you know, it's partially it's your why, because you want to have a long life and that life to be full of vitality. If you're a person of faith, you want to honor God. He's given you this body to be your only vehicle for life.
And listeners can learn more at eatlivethrivediet.com. We're going to also put those other little links there underneath the radio section at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That does it for our show today. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.